The controversial right-wing party has increased in popularity since the July federal election. Now it plans to capitalise on that success at a state level.
Rural and regional Queensland is the heart of Queensland and the heart of Australia, and they have been forgotten for many, many years. And that was the main issue. One Nation won a lot of the vote in the past because rural and regional Australia, especially Queensland, still forgotten.
A news poll result last week showed One Nation has quadrupled its support since the July election, from 1.3% to 6% nationwide. Ms Hanson says her party will pose a risk to established rural parties in Queensland, like Katter's Australian Party.
Most definitely. Yes, we are. We are going to be a threat to the Katter Party. Because although we think along the same lines, people just feel that Bob Katter has not really achieved a whole lot, and that's why they're looking for someone else.
Political analyst Bronwyn Stevens from the University of the Sunshine Coast says the KAP brand is well established in North Queensland and therefore could weather the One Nation storm.
She has been taking votes from groups like Shooters and Fishers. I think the Katter brand is established and they've been scoring some victories in the Queensland Parliament, given that it's so tightly hung. Although Katter did face a bit of a threat, not last election, but the election before, I think she will take into their vote. But whether she's a bigger threat to them than to the National Party in general is, at this stage, a little bit of an unknown.
During the federal election, One Nation won 9.4% of the vote in the seat of Longman and directed preferences to Labor to help deliver them the seat. In the seat of Herbert in Townsville in North Queensland, One Nation preferences helped get a Labor candidate elected there too. Ms Stevens says One Nation's unpredictability when handing out preferences will be a concern for the LNP.
I would have thought in theory they would be more naturally aligned with the LNP in Queensland, but there's a lot of bad blood between Pauline Hanson herself and the Liberal Party. So, yes, they are going to have to work out what's going to happen. And I think there's one important factor that's going to happen in this election that didn't in the last state election, and that is with compulsory preferential voting has been brought back in. So it's going to be a bit of a battle for her second preferences. So I think the LNP are in a bit of a bind as to whether they see her as the enemy and as a threat to the party and attack her, or whether they say, well, look, you know, maybe we need to work together. If they do that, it might play well in the rural heartland, but not in the more liberal end of the voting spectrum in Brisbane, for example.
The election is over a year away. But nonetheless, Ms Hanson says she's had over 100 requests from Queenslanders wanting to run for One Nation.
Nominations are coming in to be a candidate. There is a process in place, and when we are ready to announce, then we'll start endorsing and announcing our candidates.
Ms Hanson would not say if the party plans to run candidates in all Queensland electorates, but so far can confirm only one candidate has been pre-selected.
There's only been one that has been fully endorsed at this stage, and that's Damien Huxham for Hervey Bay.
At the height of its power in 1998, One Nation had 11 of 89 seats in the Queensland Parliament. Former Queensland Premier Peter Beattie has previously said he thinks One Nation could win 6 seats in the next state election. In the current Queensland Parliament, 6 seats would give One Nation the balance of power, currently held by Katter's Australia Party and 2 independents. But Ms Hanson wouldn't speculate on the party's chances in the next state election.
Everyone else can make their predictions, and the whole fact is I don't take things for granted. Every seat we actually stand a candidate, we will be campaigning to win that seat.